Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. Guys, and as always, I'm going to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, listen. In a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe. Yeah, guys, I'm not kidding. It's amazing how the show is being heard in places like Hong Kong, Brazil, Switzerland, just to name a few. Guys, listen, I'm excited that wherever you are, you're listening to TMG right now. Man, you're hearing my voice. Listen. If this is your very first time hearing my voice, your very first time tuning into the show, let me take this time to tell you thank you so much for being a part of the show, man. Wherever you may be listening, whether you're at home, driving in your car, or at work, guys, thank you for tuning in to TMG. And maybe you said just maybe you've been tuning in with us since we've been on the air. Man, thank you so much for your continued support. Thank you, guys. I'm excited to be here. As you can see, tonight's episode is going to be absolutely amazing. I can barely wait until we get started. Listen, let me get some stuff out of the way, guys. Listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday life with everyday people, like with you and like with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and come on the show, guys, please drop us an email. That's TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And say, well, Travis, listen, I know someone whose story would be great for the audience to hear and to share. But I'm a little camera shy, man. I don't want to come on the air. That's perfectly fine. Drop us an email, TELLMESOMETHING21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, I'm so excited to be here. Glad that everyone is tuning in. Guys, listen, you know we have a couple of really great associate sponsors here. And the show is growing. Absolutely. The show's growing. So I'm going to play a clip from one of our affiliate sponsors. I'll come back later and play another one. I can't play them all at one time anymore. It's too big. I'm so glad that you are seeing us grow. Let me go ahead and play the first sponsor, guys. Then we come back. We're going to dive into this show. This is going to be good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor, Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is, guys. I'm so glad that Walmart is one of our affiliate sponsors, guys. Please check them out. Use the special link that you'll see in the chat, guys. Use it. Guys, if you did not get a chance to check out tonight's episode, guys, tonight's episode is entitled, guys, One More Roar. Yeah. Tonight's episode is entitled One More Roar. And I know you may be saying, where in the world is Travis going to go with that? Dive in, sit back, here we go. Guys, phrases like, you're too old. You're too old now to make any type of real difference that would matter. If I had just done things differently when I was younger, my life would be different. My life would be totally different if I had done some things differently when I was younger. I'm just too old and nobody cares. Surprisingly enough, there are a lot of people who are more familiar with these words than we might think. There are a lot of people who say these things to themselves on a daily basis. Sometimes it doesn't matter if the individual, guys, is 24, if they're 54, or if they are 84. When we believe that our time has passed, we believe that we have outlived our usefulness. We have believed that there's no more use in us, and that our best days are so far behind us. Surprisingly enough, guys, there are a lot of people who are very familiar with saying these words, either to themselves, to friends and loved ones, to family members. They look at themselves in the mirror every day, and because their body has changed, they don't recognize what they see in the mirror. I'm too old. If I had just done some things differently when I was younger, my life would be different. If I had a better teaching, if I had better mentors, better people around me, I'm just too old to make any kind of difference right now. And it doesn't matter. I've learned and I've seen it. It doesn't matter if the person is 24, 54, or 84. When statements like this are made, we're saying that we believe that some of our best days are behind us. God, listen, age is just a number, but old age for some is where they decide to stop living. Yeah, everyone will age. I don't care how cute your little baby is right now, they will age. I don't care how good your body look at 23, it will age. I don't care how great your body look at 44, it will age. Everyone will age, but not everyone will experience old age. Because there are some, not everybody's going to experience old age. Old age is for some. Is where they decide to stop living. It's where they decide to hang it up. It's where they decide to give up. It's where they decided to quit. It's where they decided to say, I'm no longer participating in life. I'm no longer participating in anything that makes me feel good. I'm just going to sit here and wait until my time comes. Listen, everyone will age, but not everyone will experience old age, because there are some that, regardless of the number behind their name, who choose to live. Yeah, there are some people that's regardless of the number that's behind their name. Yeah, they made their mind up. I don't care if it's 84, 104, I'm going to live. Yeah, I'm going to live. Are there any people out there that made their mind up that says it, regardless of the number that's behind my name, I'm going to live. Yeah, some of these people, man, listen, they can run circles around some younger people. I've seen some people who were in their 70s who had stamina more so than people who were in their 20s. They can run circles around them. Don't let that gray hair fool you. I may have lost a step, but I haven't lost all my steps. I may not be looking like the way I used to, but I'm not broke down. Don't let this gray hair fool you. I still got some punch in me. Is there anybody that's listening? Yeah. And sometimes they make you feel like, and you may feel like that you're, because you're a little older than you used to, and they try to make you feel like, hey, you'll just, you know, be put out the pasture, so to speak. Give up on you and overlook you, so to speak. But is there anybody in here that can say, I still got some punch left in me? I might be 74, but I'll run circles around you. This gray hair only means, baby, I got more wisdom in me than Google search. I got more wisdom in me than you can ask Siri. Don't let this gray hair fool you. There are some who are older who have made up their mind that they're going to live. They chose that regardless of the number that's behind their name, they're going to live. Listen, all the gray hair means is this. It means you've learned to be adaptable. You've learned to go with the flow. Everything is not worth arguing over. Everything is not worth fighting over. Everything is not worth getting upset over. Everything is not getting angry. I've learned to go with the flow with some things. Doesn't mean I let you push me over. Doesn't mean I'm a pushover. It just means I learned to pick my fights. I've learned to pick my battles. I'm not going to fight and argue. I'm not going to spend my energy over. Listen, at 74, I'm not going to spend my energy arguing over things I would have at 24. I know how to keep my energy. I know how to reserve my energy for the fight I need to fight. I know how to reserve my energy for the things I want to see. I know how to reserve my energy for the things I want in my life. And so we spend all of our energy. Then we get older, we can't enjoy it because we spent all of our energy and it's out. All gray hair means, man, you've learned to be adaptable, go with the flow. You listen, gray hair just means that you've lived through changes they have not seen before. Yeah, yeah. What you're searching on Google, I've lived through that. What you see on TV, I've lived through that. All gray hair means is I'm sitting on a wealth of experiences that you have yet to encounter, that you don't know anything about yet. That's all that means. You've learned to kind of go with the flow. You've learned to live through changes they've never seen before. But I've learned something, guys. But surprisingly enough, there are a lot of younger people who are beginning to feel that they're too old to accomplish anything worthwhile. Now get this, you just started living and you already feel that you are too old to accomplish anything that's worthwhile. How is it that you could be in your 20s? How is it that you could be in your 30s? And you already feel that you are too old to accomplish anything that's worthwhile. Yeah, surprisingly enough, guys, there are a lot of younger people who are beginning to feel that they're too old to accomplish anything worthwhile. Listen, the belief by many, and this is where I saw the belief by many is this. If you haven't accomplished most of your goals by the age of 30, then you are too old beyond the age of 30. Yes, some people believe, and that's the belief, is that if you haven't accomplished most of your goals and then all the, if your career hasn't taken off by the age of 30, if you're not starting your career by the age of 30, if you're not doing it by the age of 30, chances are you won't do it at all. If you haven't succeeded by the age of 30, then you won't succeed at all. If you haven't come up with that great idea by the age of 30, then you'll never come up with it. That is the belief that some have, that if I don't do it by 30, then it must mean that it wasn't meant for me to do it. And that's where some people believe that if I haven't done it earlier in my life, then it was never meant for me to accomplish it at all. If I didn't do it when I was 20, then I wasn't supposed to do it. If I didn't do it when I was 35, I wasn't supposed to do it. It began to feel, so what's happening is this then. So we find a lot of people who are in their 40s and in their 50s who began to experience old age. I'm going to share a story that will help. It will help with our perspective on ourselves. Now, don't get ruffled. It's just a story. And if you know me, you know I love a good story. I love the plot twist and the turns, because things can change in a story. Guys, we're going to come back real quick. We're going to have something from our affiliate sponsors. When we do, we're going to come back. We're going to dive into this. We're going to share this story that I know is going to help.
By Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
Here it is, guys. We are back. Guys, today's episode is entitled One More Roar. Yeah, and we were just talking about, guys, how sometimes people begin to feel that they're too old to accomplish anything worthwhile. And sometimes even younger individuals begin to believe that they're too old. If I don't do it by this age, that must mean it was never meant for me to accomplish. I want to share a story that I know will be helpful. I know that you're going to enjoy it, because you know, I love a good story. Who doesn't like a good story, right? So let's dive into the story, guys. There was once a lion. Again, it's just a story. There was once a lion. You know, a lion. There was once this lion, guys. And this lion seemed a bit stronger than the other lions around it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, let me put up the picture of the lion that I want you guys to see real quick. I'm going to go ahead and put this picture up. See, can I get this in here? I know I have it. There we go. Awesome. There we go. So there was once a lion. Now, this lion seemed a bit stronger than the other lions around it. Its teeth were like a sharpened end of swords that could tear through almost anything they sunk into. It had paws that seemed to carve a print into the ground when it walked. And they were made a thunderous sound whenever the lion was approaching. It also had a long golden mane that when the sun would hit it just right, it would shine brightly. And you would almost believe that it was made of gold. It had a deafening roar, deep and menacing, that was foreboding and injected unspeakable terror when heard. A typical lion roar can be heard up to 5 miles away. However, this lion's roar could easily be heard further. No one knew just how far for sure, because no one was either brave enough or foolish enough to get close enough to even measure it. Whatever it chased after usually was caught. And whenever it found itself in a battle with another lion, there was no contest. Its roar, loud and menacing, threatening and terrifying, would send chills through anyone and anything that heard it. It was a lion that you did not want to cross paths with. As time passed, and it usually does, the lion began to become weaker, and its distinguishing features began fading. Its skin wasn't as tight on its body. Its reflexes were a little slower than normal. It spent much of its time lying under its favorite tree, and it had plenty of cubs. There weren't very many reasons for the lion to roar anymore. One day, a younger lion was chasing other lions and chasing others, and it kind of exerting its dominance over other lions. Then one day the same.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Younger lion began attacking a smaller cub. The older lion began to stir. The older lion recognized the cub as one of its own. The older lion held its heavy head up and began to stare down the young lion, which continued to harass the cub. The older lion approached the young lion and stood there momentarily. Then the younger lion ignored the older lion and was even unbothered by its presence. The older lion moved in closer to interject itself in between the young lion and the cub. The young lion released a roar of disapproval, and the older lion stood still for a moment and with fire in its eyes took a deep breath, and it released a roar that seemed to shake the leaves on nearby trees that were standing by. It released a deep roar that made the young lion bow its head in terror and folded its tail between its tail like a napkin at the dinner table. You are not too old. Sometimes you just need the right opportunity to release another roar. Yeah, you just need a right opportunity to release another roar. Some days you may feel you've given the best of everything that you have, and you don't have much to offer anyone anymore. But listen, guys, listen to this. But you just need another reason to roar again. Yeah, you just need one more reason to roar again. You are not too old. I know they've been telling you that you're too old. Too old to get this type of job. Too old to start this career. Too old to do this. Too old for someone to hear you. but you're not too old. All you need is another reason to roar again. Listen, discover something worth roaring about. Discover something worth roaring about. Listen, which there is no age limit to it. Yet, here it is. The younger lion was harassing the cub of the older lion. Until that point, the older lion just sat there, but he discovered a reason to roar again. Maybe, just maybe, all you need is another reason to roar again. Discover something worth roaring about, which there's no age limit to it. Yeah, just roar. If there's something that you enjoy, then roar. If there's a hobby you are enjoying, then roar. If there is a cause that you believe in, roar. If you're learning how to use technology, roar. Don't fret over the things in life you did not get a chance to roar over, because there's so much we can roar about right now. Yeah, if you didn't get a chance to do it in your 20s, roar while you're in your 30s. If you didn't get a chance to do it while in your 30s, roar about something in your 40s. If you didn't do it in your 60s, find something to roar about in your 70s. If it's a hobby you enjoy, roar. If there's a book you want to write, roar. If there's a cause you want to get behind, roar. You are not too old. I know. When you look in the mirror, you don't see the same person that you once were. Roar. I know when you look in the mirror, the body has changed and things may have shifted, but roar. You may be in your 20s right now. You may be 25, 35, 15. Doesn't matter which age you are. Find something that will make you roar. Are there any people that's listening that says, I'm ready to roar? Yeah, we may not be the way we were in our 30s, but roar. We may not approach it the way we may have in our 50s, but roar. We may not have the same perspective we may have had in our 20s, but roar. All the listeners that have decided you are not too old to roar, let out your roar. You may be driving right now. Let out your roar. You may be watching this right now online. Type it in chat. Roar. If you know you're not giving up right now, if you know you still have one more roar in you, let out your roar. Yeah, I'm not too old. I got another roar inside me. I'm not about to call it quits. I have another roar in me. If I could not do it when I was 25, I want to find something else to roar about. There are too many things that you can get behind to quit now. There are too many things that you can support now to throw up the hat. I'm not throwing in the hat right now. Before I throw in the towel, I'll wipe my face with it and let out another roar. All the listeners that have decided you are not too old to roar, let out your roar right now. Begin to put it in chat. Say it to yourself. Listen, everybody knows that I'm a firm believer of positive confession. You ought to wake up one morning before your feet hit the floor, let out a roar. When you walk into work, roar. They're going to wonder what's going on you, what happened, what are you making that sound for? It's just a reminder that I'm still here. It's a reminder that I will not quit. It's a reminder that you still going to have to deal with me. You may not have liked me, but you got to deal with my roar. All the listeners that decided you're not too old, go ahead. Let out your roar. Let them know that you're still here. Let somebody know you haven't given up yet. Let somebody know they still have to deal with you. Let out your roar. Yeah. Let out your roar. Guys, we're going to come back and we're going to finish this. We're going to come back and we're going to finish this, guys. One more word for our sponsors, guys. Here we go.
By Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today.
Guys, whatever we stand up for, whatever we stand up for, and the words we say might not go as far as they used to, but they will go as far as they need to. Listen, don't measure your success by how many people like it. Like on social media, you know, if 500 people like it, we feel good about it. If 1,000 people like it, then we enjoy it. If 1,000 people watch us on Facebook or social media, then we're excited. That must mean it was good. That doesn't mean it was good. That just means a lot of people had time on their hands. Listen, don't judge your success. Don't measure your success by how many people like it. Measure it by how many people are changed by it. Measure it by how many people are impacted. The impact that you had at 18 is not the same impact you will have at 24. Yeah, it's not the same impact that you're going to have at age 24. Listen, each of us, all of us, as long as you draw breath, you have the ability to impact something around you. You can impact a community. You can impact a neighborhood. You can impact a household. If we stare in the mirror, we can impact the person that's staring back at us. Listen, if we impact one life, we have just changed the world. Yeah. If we impact just one life, don't you understand? You've already changed the world. Who says you don't change the world? Who says you're not a world changer? If you impact one life, you've already changed the world. If we impact how one person thinks, even if that one person is ourselves, don't waste anything that you've gone through. Don't waste anything that you've been through. Don't waste it. Every battle you had to fight, roar. Every moment you felt unsure about yourself, roar. Every uncertainty, an uncomfortable moment in life, roar. Everything you had to chase down and run down and catch, don't get the age you are and forget the chase that you had to make. Roar. Yeah. Roar about it. Yeah, that's roar. There's another roar in you. I know society would have you think that this is the time you're supposed to sit down, hide in a corner, hide in the shadows and do nothing. I know people, they say people that look like you and people with your background and people that come from where you come from and people whose family was like yours, they don't accomplish very much. They don't do very much. There is another roar in you. Listen, you have another one left inside of you. Maybe, just maybe, maybe it's not the perfect situation that we need in order to find it, like in the story, the older lion was sitting under the tree and enjoying its last days until the younger lion began bothering one of its cubs. There is something that will make you get up. Yeah, I know you could be calm, cool, collected, but there are some things in life, baby, when they happen, they'll make you show up. I know you may not be much of a talker. I know you say, I don't want to cause any waves, and I don't want to cause no trouble, and I don't want to be no agitator. But baby, if you keep living long enough, there are things that life will bring your way that you can't be quiet about it anymore. You can't hold your peace about it anymore. You can't be quiet about it anymore. And I think there are people that are listening right now that says, I can't be quiet about this anymore. I just can't sit on the sidelines and sit by and watch life pass me, but I can't be quiet. There are some things that will happen that'll make you get up. That maybe, just maybe, instead, we'll discover, instead of looking for the right situation, maybe it's not the right situation that we need to find it. Maybe instead we'll discover it in the right problem. Yeah, if you look at every world leader who changed the world for good, every world leader, it doesn't matter who they are, no matter what country you listen to this in, if you look, think about every world leader that ever made a change globally, and it was a good change. If you think about every world leader that ever, whoever changed the world for good, chances are we may have never heard of that individual, but something had their back up against the wall. If you look at people like Gandhi and all of the racial discrimination in India at that time, his back was up against the wall. If you look at women's right to vote here in the U.S., their backs were up against the wall. Many of the inventions of technology and the medical breakthroughs that came were because somebody's back was up against a wall. If you feel that your back is up against the wall, don't let anything stop you from letting out your roar. Be the most productive you can be at this age. If it's a hobby, do it. If there's volunteer opportunities, do it. Become a resource at this moment in your life. You are not too young and you are not too old to let out a roar. But by standing around under our favorite tree, if we just stand around under our favorite tree, if we hang around with just our favorite people, if we hang around with people that look just like us, if we only hang around people that talk like us, if we only hang around people that come from the places that we come from, if we only hang around people that have the same kind of background as us, if we only hang around our favorite tree, we're doing the same things every day. If we only hang around our favorite tree, chances are we won't find our roar at all. So find your reason to roar again. Listen, making a roar has little to do with just making a sound. Yeah, it has little to do with just making a sound. It has more to do with just making a decision. Yeah, if we make the sound without making a decision to go along with it, all we are doing is yawning. But every decision maker that's listening, every decision maker that's tuning in, that says right now, I'm going to be a decision maker for my life. I'm not going to just yawn about it. I'm not going to just yawn my way through life. I'm not going to just yawn my life through these last few years. I'm not going to yawn my way through what I thought I could do. I'm not going to yawn my way through my goals. Yawn my way through what I can do. But every decision maker that's listening, who decided not to just yawn about another situation, go ahead and release one more roar, because each of us can change our surroundings with one more roar. Let one more roar out. Guys, it's about that time. And as always, it's been a real blast. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. And as always, don't forget to tune in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And you can stream your favorite episodes on your favorite streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Pandora, and so many more. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the show. I'm glad everybody's watching. And as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.